Good afternoon, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Alaska State Troopers announced today that a second person has been arrested in connection with the May 12th death of Trisha Pearson on Yankovic Road. Jared Jasper Zabriskie, 27 years old, was indicted Thursday on counts of first-degree murder and murder solicitation, according to online court records. Troopers said he was arrested at 5:03 p.m. Thursday at his home, which was the Yankovic Road crime scene. Troopers previously arrested Patrick Marsh, 25 years old, who also lived at the house, on murder and vehicle theft charges. This is a developing story and will be updated throughout the day at newsminer.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy's office is considering sites in the Matanuska-Susitna borough and elsewhere on the road system for a possible second special legislative session. Dunleavy spokesman Matt Shuckero tells Alaska Public Media and KTOO that the session would occur if the legislature does not complete work on the budget, permanent fund dividends, education funding, and a criminal justice bill.
If they can't complete their work here in Juneau, he's going to call them back into session, and he's going to put them in a different venue, perhaps on the road system, and one of those places that he's identified having interest is the Mat-Su Valley.
The Legislative Affairs Agency has identified a dozen serious concerns with a special session outside of the Capitol. They include a lack of adequate space for meetings and offices and no televised coverage. House Speaker Bryce Edgman says he's concerned about the logistics of moving, the challenge of documenting, and security. Edgman says he's received threatening phone calls, noting lawmakers have been the focus of anger from Mat-Su residents over the size of permanent fund dividends.
I'm concerned about the security aspect, and if the governor does call us up there, I intend to sit down with the Senate president and talk about bringing more security presence for the legislature, because I think it could be a very volatile environment.
Shuckero rejects the concern, noting the House Finance Committee held one of a series of budget meetings in Wasilla.
The idea that a community of Alaskans, the Mat-Su Valley, frankly, those are kind and generous people in my view, and the idea that the Speaker of the House would say that it's inappropriate to conduct business there because of an issue of safety. You know, as I recall, the legislature hosted, the House hosted listening sessions and discussions there.
Senate President Kathy Geisel adds the legislature has met in Anchorage before and it does not present logistical challenges that can raise costs. The current special session must end by June 14th. And for more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Gary Black.